Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course. Coming soon to RanchChannel.com, the Sales Series, the evolution of how producers connect with elite livestock and proven operations. From top-end bulls, heifers, and horses to land equipment products and programs shaping the future of agriculture. The Sales Series, where smart ranching starts. Find out more by emailing info@RanchChannel.com.
Ellings & Angus presents the Real World Genetic Sale, and this one is massive! 1,240 head. Here's the lineup. 355 yearling and 18-month-old bulls, 47 bred heifers straight from the very top of the Ellings & program, and over 750 head of commercial open and bred heifers, and a fancy set of three-year-old cows. February 7th at the ranch in St. Anthony, North Dakota. Head to RanchChannel.com and EllingsandAngus.com. Ellings & Angus, Real World Genetic Sale.
Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us. Beckonize your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
Today we celebrate the birthday of Henry Heimlich.
Okay. Sorry, that one's not ringing a bell for me.
He passed away about 10 years ago. He was the physician and the inventor of the Heimlich maneuver.
Oh, okay.
When you grab somebody and they're choking on a pretzel or something, and you give it and they pop it out.
That was neat how you did that sound.
Oh, he did pop it out. I remember when I was a little kid, and my mom did not know the Heimlich maneuver.
What?
No. Everybody's mom should know, but my mom didn't, because in how many else have gone through this? I remember when I was a little kid, I choked on, I want to say it was a potato chip. For some reason, that's what's ringing a bell, that I choked on a potato chip. And instead of, you know, doing the Heimlich when you reach behind somebody, and you know, you put your thumbs underneath the sternum and you pop that little bugger out of there.
Yes.
My mom just hauled off and whacked me on back of the head and then whacked me on the back. It just literally was like beating me. And I finally just, bleh. I mean, it didn't pop out real nice.
I thought you were going to say she just started screaming your dad's name like she usually does.
I'm sure she did. But that was my mom's version, was she thumped me on back of the melon and then hit me on back of the back.
Well,
and
that's usually
that little thing out.
That was usually my mom's first reaction, was she just thumped me on the back of the back.
I think that was everybody's mom at that time. But I do think that we all should know how to do the Heimlich maneuver, or at least like my mom, know how to do it properly.